The Conspiracy of the Insignificant, the world's greatest 10-minute broadcast, because we're one of the few, if any. I'm PQ Ribber, the spokesperson for New Mexico's foremost arts and music concept collaboratorium, and we exist here in this weird little town in the desert that won a contest in 1949 and in 1950 had a big ceremony and changed its name from Hot Springs, New Mexico to Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. Ralph Edwards would come down here every year, the host of, I guess he's best known for This Is Your Life, show that, hey, that would actually be a cool idea. They ought to bring that back. Those of you unfamiliar with the concept of that particular TV program was, they would somehow quietly coerce a celebrity into their studio and surprise them, announce This Is Your Life, and then bring all sorts of people from their past into the studio to say hello, make a few comments, and there were some, most people went along peacefully. The only time I think there was ever any trouble is, the story goes, when they tried to do it to Laurel and Hardy. Stan Laurel was really trying to have none of it. He was a very private individual, and I think he only went along out of sheer politeness. The footage that remains, he does not look particularly thrilled to be biographized by surprise on television. Ah, yes, back in the days of live television, they don't do that much anymore, except for sports. And, of course, you know, when somebody blows something up, or nature takes its course and some tsunami or other national disaster hits, then you get the thrill of the unexpected. And, you know, I guess we are more and more, everything is kind of prepared and controlled. That's fine. We all need a little bit more entertainium anyways. I mean, I don't watch the news as much as humanly possible. I mean, once in a while I get caught, you know, you log online, you log into somewhere, you get some squib or some headline, and curiosity strikes. I mean, it's just most of this input that you get, it really seems designed to stir you up about something that you really can't do anything about. Like the American political system, it really, as far as any thinking I can see, long ago stopped mattering which party is in power. The corporate interests of America are going to be looked out for. And people like you and most of the people within the sound of my voice who are in the United States, who either vote or don't, nobody who's elected to any government office is looking out for your interests. I guarantee you. They are looking out for very wealthy people, and they are very wealthy people, so if they're looking out for their own interests, somebody like me is inconsequential.
On the Delaware Lackawanna.
What do you do, John?
I push.
What do you push, John?
I push the truck.
Where do you push, John? On the Delaware Lackawanna, wanna, the Delaware Lackawanna. Hey, what do you work, John?
On the Delaware Lackawanna.
What you do, John?
I push.
Why do you push, John?
I push the truck.
Why do you push a truck? The Delaware Lackawanna, wanna, the Delaware Lackawanna.
Lackawanna.
What do you do, John?
I push it, I push it, I push it.
What do you push it, John?
I push it, I push it, the truck.
Where do you push it, the truck? On the Delaware Lackawanna, wanna, 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 the Delaware Lackawanna.
From so-called PR News in so-called Washington, I'm in so-called Washington. Orders for so-called terrible goods fell in so-called October for a third consecutive so-called month, more than most so-called economists predicted, but less than most so-called economists predicted in so-called September and so-called August. On so-called Wall Street, so-called 2, so-called 6, so-called 9. On so-called morning television shows today, so-called Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said,
I don't want to make peace.
The so-called U.S. Army has notified so-called top officers at so-called bases across the so-called country to draw up so-called plans for massive so-called layoffs if the so-called White House and so-called Congress don't break their so-called deadlock over a so-called spending bill. So-called President Bush is due to begin in earnest December so-called 12th. So-called NBC says this is so-called PR News in so-called Washington.
Yeah, oh man. And I'll keep you guys updated, but I guess I haven't mentioned it on the show. I've mentioned it in the show notes last week, just before Labor Day 2010. I awoke. I leave my machine on because I'm just, I don't believe in shutting off your computer, especially a desktop. And I wake up and there's some memory dump message telling me that if this is the first time you've seen this alert, restart your computer and blah, blah, blah. And I restart my computer and it detects no C drive at all. And it's just... So it's supposedly under some sort of warranty. It's not even a year old. So I call them up, and they're telling me they're going to send me another C drive. And I say, oh, groovy. And will you put Windows on that C drive? Because when I purchased this, you guys never gave me a Windows disk and insisted that I didn't need one, that it was just all... God. Customer service. People. Windows! Oh my God. Yeah, I'm gonna run out and buy another version of Windows. It boggles the imagination indeed. Although I have to admit, I lucked out in buying this back in January. It was probably one of the last quote-unquote new XP computers left anywhere in the United States anyways, and back in January I still wasn't ready for Windows 7, and I am kind of pleased that I've managed to sidestep Vista. Jeepers, I'm talking and talking and I didn't talk about comic books, which was what I wanted to talk about today, because I've been listening to this series of podcasts I found on Superman and the history of Superman and the various creators, Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. He has a show even on the Jack Kirby Fourth World connection, and Kirby's tenure in the 70s on Jimmy Olsen, which made some really drastic changes overall in the DC Universe long haul, even though the at the time it was a total financial failure, and those of you familiar with comics know that Kirby leaving Marvel in the late 70s for DC turned out to be a total fiasco, and to this day, everybody blames everybody else. And as crazy as I am about Jack Kirby, and as much as I kind of dislike Stan Lee, it was one of those things where when you put the two of them together, you had greatness. In any case, we'll get back to all that. Thanks to F. Lemure for all the funny stuff, and Conspiracy the Insignificant is brought to you by Rubber Room Entertainment Laboratories. Overnightscape Underground. I'm PQ River. Thanks for listening and tune in again real soon.